That ain't BBS. W8FU, good morning. Good morning. Oh, just blasted out in the car and the two little fawns are out in front.
Oh, it's a car!
I almost just hit a bunny, and then I should send you the video. I had a deer at about 5:50-ish this morning, standing in front of my doorbell peeing. What was standing in front of your doorbell? A doe. Must have wanted something. Oh man, well it looks like I'm way ahead of schedule. Suppose I stop and get a coffee. Got a little noisy on that last one. Where are you running for the wife? See if this is any better. I was not in a good direction for any repeaters and I was stopped. My wife said she wants pitch post. There you go. How far do you got to go for a Timmy's? You got to go down into the Romeo? Oh, luckily there's one in Imlay, just over 69 on the side. It's Tim Horton, Wendy's. Yeah, it's one of those Tim Horton Wendy's. It's right next to that Speedway. Yeah, I keep forgetting Imlay's half civilized. So, I mean, you got a farm and fleet. Great on that one. Take care. curiosity, which repeater are you working? Okay, then. Catch you later. W8FU. My bad, man. I was at the drive-thru. That's Richmond. All right, you're sounding really good now, so I don't know what... It's just like there's spots, I guess. So what did Mama want? Unbelievable. There's four lanes on the freeway here. Somebody gets on, passes up the first, the second, settles in the third, and ignores the fourth. There's only traffic in one, the third, right in front of me. Driving is hard. I don't know if you got my last transmission, but I was behind the building, my bad. I think I'll be coming up on pills here in a second. I'm kind of in a compromised area. I don't know how well you're copying me, but I'm in the bowels of 696 between the 2.6 and the 2.5. Well, it looks like Southern Lapeer County is just a dead spot. Yeah, there you go. I'm going in a tunnel under 696 here. You know the one. So I don't know how well I'm making the sales machine. I'm underneath Greenfield, right? I got all that, so it's working. I mean, there's fry, but you're in. All right, yeah, I'm going through those tunnels on 9696 here. The second one's coming up here. Going, I don't know what the hell I'm going under. A park. How's it look up there to the west? It's pretty, kind of dark and, ominous looking to the, west here. Same here. Checked the weather this morning, though. Supposed to rain last night into this morning, and we got a couple of things that they were wrong. Yeah, maybe this is his last hurrah, so I hope it's dry. I'd like to cut the grass today. Me too. I just need my yard to dry out, and I'm supposed to help a buddy cut a couple trees down today, so I would like it if it didn't rain, but who knows? You never know in this state. You planted any trees yet? I know it's long-term planning, and you might not be there that long, but plant yourself a couple of nice strategically placed trees, and then... if you find yourself there in 20 years, going into retirement, you'll have some places to hike some lawyers. No trees yet, but next spring for sure. I'll be ordering probably 100 willow saplings, maybe 150, and just lining the entire property and just letting them rage. Get as tall and as big as they can, suck up as much water as they can, and block my neighbors. So just got to get the yard situated first, and then I can do that. And on that note, I am back home with the goodies, so I'm going to get inside. Good catch you this morning, and I'm sure I'll catch you tomorrow. Safe travels and enjoy your coffee. Anyway, TBS. Hey, I get the willows, but get yourself something that grows big, tall, straight, and, you know, and is good for hiking wires into. plant that one more strategically to your antenna, your antenna tree. All right, catch you later. Enjoy the Timmies. W8FE. Muy bueno.
Good morning, John. KF8DIC.
Well, good morning, Jack. What's got you up this early? Your gentleman up this early. Or am I wrong on that?
I'm on the morning brew, but there's no morning brew this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's just Monday through Friday, right?
But I was going to tell you, there's a couple of crackling going on this repeater. I'm on that one repeater.
Huh, don't know. Have to check it out. Let me switch over to it real quick. Okay, I'm on it right now. You hear me okay?
John, that got worse. A lot of crackling.
All right, who knows? Could be me, could be the repeater, but I'm way out there. I'm not near. So I'm out here at 275, no, not really, Orchard Lake in 696.
Could be, that's why. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's dark here. It's very dark here. Sounds like going to rain today.
Yeah, that front that you're probably seeing, I saw that and it looked pretty ominous. But now that I'm underneath it quite a ways, it looks just like rain clouds. I don't see anything that looks serious. I heard it was supposed to move on out of here. It wasn't supposed to rain today. I guess we'll see.
I guess so. Well, go ahead, Sean. Do what you gotta do. Anyhow, good talking to you this morning. Take care. KFADIC.
Jack, you have fun, and we'll catch you later. KF8DRC. Did you look at that? Oh, you might tell me, did you look into that other one that we were talking about? The other DRC?
I looked at a few of them, and I found one or two is not registered, so I haven't decided yet.
Right, because there's other things. You might do the MJD, or who knows. So you gotta think it over. You don't want to be changing all the time. So, all right, we'll catch you later. W8FU, after yours.
John, good talking to you. W8FU from KF8PIC.
N8NM from W8FU.
What's up?
Well, I know you said you were going to be on the road by 8, so I thought I'd check. The stupid GPS tells me I'm going to be there about 10 after. Like, why in the hell am I this early? God darn it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I pulled out 5 minutes ago. I'm just down Cass Lake Road a little bit.
I don't know if you saw my comment in there about the RT3S, or RT, yeah, whatever, but Dino that wants that we're going to be very near his house. He never responded, but by chance, did you bring it?
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't know he lived over there. I thought he lived over on the east side for some reason.
All right, yeah, this is, he's out this way. He does join the breakfast every so often. And I just thought, well, what the heck, if we're going to be out this way and it's out near his stomping grounds. I don't think it's real near, but he's out this way anyhow. You know, with west. he could be just as far from here as somewhere else in my mind, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think we're all set. He said he works in Troy, so, and he could stop by at, like, after work or something. That's fine. Or I can meet him down there, even if it, you know, it's not like I got a lot going on. But, anywho, beautiful downtown Keego Harbor. Oh.
Where the ladies have tight buns.
I don't know, the ladies seem pretty few and far between down here for some reason.
This little stretch of M5 here is always, always struck me as odd. It's so desolate, like you could be anywhere, but you know you're in the middle of the burbs.
Yeah, that is a weird one. I guess because it's so new, I'm just not used to it.
Things are popping up. There's something over there. A big old church over there. So every once in a while you'll see something pop through the woods. But, yeah, it's just, it seems like many a road I've seen in the middle of nowhere.
Wow, things are pretty busy on the bike trail over here. Not used to seeing people or having to stop.
Welcome to Commerce Township.
Where legend has it, there's a corner of Commerce Road and Commerce Road.
It's true, it's true.
Left. You will arrive at your destination.
The next left, then I will arrive. Look at me go. Way ahead schedule. And I don't think we were I don't think we really needed a reservation based on the number of cars parked out front. You're there ready?
Yeah, I
thought it said it was a half hour. I figured, you know, because of all that construction, I figured I'd give myself 45 minutes. And, you're the hell. There's not just one intersection of Commerce and Commerce, there's two of them.
Yeah, give me that again. I was busy battling my navigation when you said that. Legend has it what, Steve? There's a corner of Commerce Road and Commerce Road.
Well, that's got to be a little confusing. Like I said, there's actually two of them, because the road takes a jog. It goes Commerce Road north, and then it becomes Commerce, then when it gets to the intersection, it becomes Commerce Road going east and west, and then it becomes Commerce Road going north and south again, or the opposite, one of the two. But there's two intersections of Commerce Road and Commerce Road.
I heard it makes sense to the people from Commerce because they're easily confused if you have too many different street names, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's the other name of the road that becomes Commerce for a while? Is it, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that. I have enough trouble with, I think it's Green Lake that does a jog, and there's a corner of Green Lake and Green Lake, and I guess that's West Bloomfield.
Let's see, I'm thinking, I know Green Lake Road. You take Commerce to Green Lake Road, you take that south, it curves around. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, and then you're taking the left turn, and you're at the light, you're still on Green Lake Road. That's correct. And then it becomes Richardson after that. You keep going straight.
Yeah, that's usually how I get over this way. I just, I was kind of on autopilot coming out of the subdivision this morning and zigged where I normally would have zagged. But that's okay. All roads lead to Hagerty.
I thought it was all roads lead to Rome.
Potato, potato. Speaking of subterranean vegetables, this is N8NM.
ABTR. Awful UAP. Are you on a... Can you talk to you, Sean?
Nope. Full power on my FDM-500 on your receiver.
Oh, okay. A little bacon frying. That's surprising.
How about now?
Same. Yeah, it's probably just probably parked in a dead spot.
Yeah, I noticed when I pulled up and into this parking spot, the noise on the repeater picked up in this parking spot. I just backed up one spot, and it didn't get no better. Now, I bet you if I backed up about, 50 feet, I'll bet you it'd be great.
Yeah, it's much better now. So, not to worry.
Well, this is not the location. I'm still questing for that. There's a place that Andrea and I stopped at. We were at the West Bloomfield Henry Ford Medical Center. And I know we were out towards that. And we went south just a little bit, and that's at 15. Drake, is it? I just don't know how far east we came. I wanted to think we came all the way over to Northwestern or or somewhere in between, and we went south, and we found this place we just absolutely loved, and I cannot find it anymore. I thought it was on Orchard Lake. It wasn't. It's not any ones I've seen. All I can remember is on the west side, and it's in a strip mall. It's on the end, and it was a breakfast oriented place that was outstanding, and I'm still questing for it. I thought maybe this was it, but this ain't it.
Well, I'm trying to think what else is really popular. You might have remembered some kind of landmark or something. So if you were at West Bloomfield Henry Ford, you were on Maple, west of Drake, and you said you went south and east from there. If you went south a mile, you'd be at 14. If you went east Orchard Lake, there was Sunrise Cafe, and there was a place on, there's a place that's very popular, 13 mile Orchard Lake, on the east side of Orchard Lake, just north of 13. I think it's called Susie's Cafe or something.
Well, that's the thing. I remember it being on the west side, and I don't know what street we took south. We would have gone no farther than Orchard Lake, because we would have taken Orchard Lake and then ran northwestern to 696. That would have been the way we would have gone home. So we anywhere from Drake to Orchard Lake, you know, I just don't think there's a lot before Orchard Lake, you know, but I don't know. I thought it was kind of built up, so I thought it was more Orchard Lakey. But I remember it was on the west side. I remember it was in the end of a of some sort of a strip mall, and because there was an entrance facing east, and there was an entrance facing north and, toward the parking lot. And yeah, I just can't remember much more, you know, and it was so good. And, you know, they were a little upscale, you know, they had, you know, like, really, really cool creations. So, I don't know. Where could it, if it weren't Orchard Lake, are there any other roads that have, that are built up between Drake and Orchard Lake? I don't think so, is there?
Not really. I mean, there's, like, you know, the roads in between are Farmington. That's the only road, the main road between there, and that's mostly residential, except for the intersections. But, no, there's nothing at Maple and Farmington. There is some stuff at 14 in Farmington, but that's on the east side. I'm wondering, how long ago are you talking about?
Well, this could have been 10 years now, because I think we were out there for Andrea's heart doctor, so that was quite a while ago. So it could be quite a while now, 10 years.
All right, there was a, I'm trying to remember what it was, there's a place that kind of fits your description. It was right near Jack's Car Wash. It's now a French restaurant. Before that, it was a Falafel King. And it was something before that that may have been a breakfast place. I cannot remember what it was. But it was a small strip mall. There was like two separate strip malls right next to each other. And there's like three stores in it. And it does have an entrance on the north side with the parking lot. I can't remember if it's got an entrance on the Orchard Lake side. But it was right on the corner, and like I said, the Jack's Car Wash was just down after that.
Well, I think I'd recognize the building if I saw it and say, yeah, that was it. So I'd like to find out so I could stop obsessing about it, because I want to get back there, but if it doesn't exist, well, then it doesn't exist. let's see here. Nobody here yet. No Mark, no Don.
K-A-B-B.
What's up, BB?
En route. GPS is 8:32, so fashionably late.
You're fine. And then Mark doesn't generally rock a radio in the car, so he'll just show up.
Yeah, I'm 6 minutes out. So, yeah, I'll remind you when we sit down. I'll look at the street view, and I'll show you what the building I think it is. And then you'll let me know if that's it.
Groovy. So has anybody been to this one yet? And there's Mark.
No, I'm not familiar with it at all. It's new for me. Too far west. It's almost Chicago.
I double with you, Don. Go ahead, just search Chicago.
Well, like I said, this is too far west for me. I'm almost in Chicago. Not familiar with this place.
Yeah, if I can traipse all over the east side all the time, you could venture further west.
Well, I don't go there either.
You got people who don't know what a speed limit is.
If I can keep pace with this guy in front of me on Pontiac Trail, I'll be there 10 minutes early. He doesn't know what a speed limit is.
Well, it does bump up to 45 right after that huge mansion. I don't know if you haven't seen that. Take a look to the right, to the right as you pass it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's well known. How could it not be?
Yeah, they've been building that for like 3 years now. There's a new Chase Bank there. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's the supposedly the guy or family who invented the touchless car wash. Okay, there's some old men standing around here looking confused, so I'm going to jump out here and we'll see you guys in a few. W8FU.
Pour me a coffee, KBB.
Yeah, so that story on that is the guy bought two lots. I think he paid $3.5 million just for the property, tore everything down, and built this thing. The wing on the one side is a big game house.
Yeah, I got curious one day, and I went and looked up the lot history and which parcels sold land and combined and all that. Yeah, it's not my style, but hey, you know, if I had that much money, maybe I would do something like that. Good for him. He won capitalism.
Yeah, a bit over the top, I think, though. Well, he's got good company on that lake. Across the lake is Bob Seger's mansion.
Yeah, I think I knew where that was at one time. Yeah, I haven't paid attention.
There's also the guy who owns Homedics, Wall Lake. He's got a big place out there, too.
Yeah, fancy lake, all the high rollers.
Yeah, it's one of those where they, you know, it was all cottages. They came in, started building bigger ones. As property taxes went up, the people who had the cottages couldn't afford it anymore, had to move out. More people with money came in. The usual typical lake story.
Yeah, the Proposal A in 1994 capped the property taxes to keep people from getting taxed out of their house, so taxes just follow the rate of inflation. But prior to that, yeah, you could get taxed out.
Yeah. No, I'm just out here. I can see it, it's in sight. See you here. You need me here.
All right, I am just turning on Haggerty. K8BB.
I got a poop.
It's not mine.
Ah, man. So there's the drizzle. I wonder if this is going to clear up. I wanted to cut the grass. I mean, I'm always big on an excuse not to cut the grass, but I've already used that one too much.
Yeah, I'm, I don't know, a mile north of the restaurant, and it stopped drizzling completely here. It looks a little lighter. Did you get any rain on your side of town last night? As far as I could tell, we did not get any at all.
Yeah, same. It looked pretty much high and dry. If there was any rain, it dried up to the point where there was no sign of it. And when I left, and nowhere along my travels did it look like there was any either. But hold on. Oh, no, I'm good. This is uncharted territory for me here, taking M5 to 5 East. It's, anyhow, this whole M5, what I got to do here at the mixing bowl is kind of new to me, because I'm never coming from this direction and going where I'm going.
Yep, damn 696.
Looks pretty straightforward. Looks like I just stay right on this and it turns into... Looks like I stay on this Michigan 5 East. So I think, is that going to turn into the lodge or something? I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out. Oh, looks like I got to do a hairpin up here. Down to 696, then they're going to have me run the 696 to probably to the lodge.
Oh. Yeah, isn't there, aren't they doing work on another bridge over Coolidge or something? I heard something about it, but I don't know which that shuts the freeway down or what the deal is. Can't tell anymore without a scorecard.
Yeah, eastbound 696 from I don't know where it actually starts on the west side, but Lodge all the way to 75 is eastbound is shut down, and they're looking at 2 years. I think they're redoing those bridges and everything, so but that's gonna just jack things up for a while. You know, and then you wonder, are they gonna be doing westbound? I don't know.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the traffic patterns are, but I would think they'd both be relatively equal.
All right, so yeah, it looks like they're going to take me over to the lodge, and then they're going to have me run the lodge down to Davison, over to 75, and then come up. And it's all to save 6 minutes. But, it's also the sure thing if you take the surface streets, you know, 44 minutes, if everything goes smoothly and there's no issues, the freeway should be relatively smooth. So I'm going to do it. Going down into the hood.
All right. That shouldn't be bad Sunday morning.
Yeah, and this will be all Davison Freeway, so pretty much freeway the whole way. Shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, here I am at the corner of Green Lake Road and Green Lake Road again.
Now that's weird. I guess if you're used to it, you're used to it. Can you Google that? Can you say Green Lake and Green Lake, and will it find it? But, oh, I figured out the package, by the way. I called Andrea, and she said it's Chewy. So, we have a Chewy package that was processed on a Saturday, delivered FedEx on a Sunday. Hell, I can't get a life-saving prescription in that kind of speed.
Yeah, no kidding. But, well, cat food, though, you know, that's important. I'm sure dog food is, too, but most of my experience is with cats. And when you're out of food, they're out of food. They know it, and you're not safe.
Thing is we just had a Chewy box on the porch yesterday. And another one today. It's like, what in the hell? You know, I used to have a Mastiff and two Dobermans and two cats. And it seems like I don't save any money with one Chihuahua and one cat. It's like, I got to get a handle on this.
Yep, I know. 10-8 NM. Oh, look at Commerce Road. Here we are. This is...
Are you at the corner of Commerce and Commerce?
No, that's a little west of me still. A lot of shifting necessary over in here. Now we are fourth. We should be good for a little while. A lot of twisties and turnies here.
All right, they successfully pushed me off onto the lodge. Or is it the lodge up here? Yeah, I guess it is. I always think that's the best named road in Metro Detroit, the lodge.
You just lodge yourself down in the ditch and go to town.
I think of Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone and the cats and the handshake whenever I think of the lodge.
Oh, yeah, the Order of Water Buffalo.
Hey, I get to go right by my alma mater. Forgot about that until I got down here and saw the buildings. They changed the name of it, though. It used to be LIT, now it's LTU.
Oh, Larry Tech?
Yeah. You know, it was always Larry Tech, even when it was Lawrence Institute of Technology. Then they changed it to Lawrence Technological University. But it was always Larry Tech.
Yeah, I'm not big on, you know, pointless formalities myself.
I do wonder why they changed it. I mean, what was it about Lawrence Institute of Technology that wasn't as good as Lawrence Technological University? Institute of Technology probably didn't sound like an accredited university. Maybe that's it. Am I making 2-6 from here?
Yeah, you're a little noisy, but not bad.
I just made it.
All right, because I'll probably be losing pills pretty quick.
Yeah, it's not awful. I can hear you. What the hell are these people doing? Huh. Interesting. I don't know what they were doing.
I just made it here. Thank God.
An 8NM mobile.
Well, I'm buried. I'm subterranean. In the lodge south of 8, so I don't know how well I'm going to make it.
Yeah, you're about 80%. You chopped a little bit, but I still got every word.
A long ways down here. I didn't realize how far down it was.
Yeah, what is it? It runs parallel with like 6 miles, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, the launch runs on an angle. It's, you know, 5 or 6 miles. So, we're right back up about a 4 miles out, that liver noir.
Yeah, I'm coming up on Elizabeth Lake Road, and it's drizzling again.
It's been coming on and off here. Same thing, a little drizzle. Barely enough to run the wipers even on their lowest setting. All right, Simon Dave Davidson.
Woohoo!
All right, I-75 baby cakes.
I can tell you're out of the ditch, or close to it anyways.
Oh, I'm on that elevated part where it comes off the Davison and dumps on the 75.
Yeah, I'm coming on the home stretch here. Where am I? This is Cass Lake Road. So, a couple more minutes. I wanted to stop at the hardware store, but I don't remember what I wanted to stop there for, so I won't.
I'm surprised it took you almost the same time as me to get home.
Yeah, I kind of took the scenic route just because, I don't know, no reason. Just felt like looking at trees.
All right, I'm still, says, 9 minutes out, about 6 miles. So, got about 2 miles to 696 and 75, so I'm still a little ways out.
I'm just coming up on my road now. Well, in 30 seconds or so. Which is good, because that coffee, that last pot of coffee is kind of working its way through me, and everybody seems to have slowed down.
KE8VFI.
Hello, Greg. What up?
Hello, Sean. Not a lot. I'm heading to the sub shop and then to Stony Creek. I guess there's a lark there today. Looking rainy-ish, though. Nothing on my weather app said rain, but the clouds sure look like it, and my windshield's got some specks on it, so I'm not sure what the day will bring.
Hey, Greg, I'm going to clear out of here. In the driveway. Anytime. Catch you all later.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Catch you later. Yeah, I don't know. I heard that. Whoa. I got to get over here. Man. Wow. That's weird. Huh. I guess I don't remember. I haven't had to get on 696 from northbound 75 in a while, and I forgot. Or maybe they changed it. Anyhow, yeah, the weather forecast, I thought, said rain last night clearing up in the morning, but everything looks to me like it's going to be drizzly all day. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I looked at the weather app right before I left. There was just a couple super tiny, really light indicators of rain. I guess we'll call it, south of here. And then a big pile, you know, a bigger, I don't even want to say cell, just a bigger blotch of green way west. So that might come later. Last night definitely got some rain because I drove home from downtown and it wasn't a fun ride. It was white knuckling going below posted speed the whole way.
Well, I'll be quite honest. I didn't look it up, or I had no previous knowledge. I just got out here this morning and saw it. So it looked kind of gray and rainy, and I just was at that point figured it out. I was hoping today would be dry so that I could get the grass cut. I mean, far be it from me to not thoroughly and totally take advantage of another reason not to cut the grass, but I did kind of want to get it done.
Yeah, I hear that. I go, the rain comes and you get to go, cool, there's my excuse. But eventually when you do want to get it done and the rain comes, it's like, oh, gosh darn it, yikes. So, well, hopefully it's dry enough and it'll be dry enough and stay dry enough for you to get it done because it's nice and cool. That's what I look for. I hate doing yard work on muggy days and hot days.
Unless it's getting the pool ready or power washing or something like that or washing the car, those are always good on those miserable days. But that's about it. It's got to involve water and possible potential to get wet.
Yep, I agree. But no pool here, and I guess I could always hose off the patio. Don't usually wash my own cars anymore. Could do that though, no real reason why not. But yeah, that's definitely true.
Hey, this is somewhere out of left field and very, very not very sketchily related to that. Do you know any place I want to take my car in? Thing's got 20,000 miles on it. It's a couple, 3 years old. You know, it's still, you know, like new, but I want to get it detailed. And there's a spot where, like, a shopping cart hit it and, like, smudged. You know, it's, like, in the paint, you know. But it's one of those ones that, you know, any decent place could buff out. I got a couple of those. So, any ideas where you could go for something like that?
Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing. The last car I got detailed was my Chevy Cruze right before I sold it. It was an independent guy that just kind of rented out of space that had an overhead door and a garage, and he did, you know, he really said he did top-notch work. And I guess the guys with the real, you know, hot rodders or whatever go there. He did a pretty decent job. I don't know that they would buff out something like that. I'm with you, though. I think they should. So I don't know. I can try and figure out where that was if you want, but I don't know that I'd. I don't know that I'd recommend them. I got an email from Jack's Car Wash, who seems to be buying up all the smaller car washes, and it was all about detailing. So maybe go to Jack's Car Wash website or even Mr. C's Car Wash website. Definitely can get your detailing done. I'm not sure about the extra buffing needed for a scuff, although I agree, like I said, that should be part of it. I'd even pay more for that, just, you know, get it done. So, Mr. C's or Jack's is probably the route I'm going to go when I finally do it.
Well, I know there's plenty of places that'll do it. It's just a matter of finding the right one, because that's a little, you know, there's detailing, and then there's, you know, then there's that, and that might be just something different. I don't know what they call it, but I know they can, you know, nothing on this car couldn't be buffed out, you know, with somebody with just a little skill. I know that. I just got to find the right person for it, because, you know, I want to get the whole thing. I want to get it, you know, that, and then get it all detailed, you know. So maybe it's two stops. Maybe one place to get the imperfections taken care of, and then another one for the detailing. I don't know. Oh, God, look at that grass. I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I would call the detail places first to see what their thoughts are. Way back in the day, I did the two-stop bid. I found a body guy at one of the car dealerships, kind of did some side work. So he that was a one-off agreement kind of place, but I really wanted my car perfect. That was my head. So the two-step process is something, you know, you call any body shop and say, hey, you know, what are you going to do? You need to get all, you know, take pictures and start going to and show them what you need done. And, yeah, that might be the route you got to go. KE8DSI, I am at the sub shop. I'll listen, and then I'm going to run in.
All righty. Yeah, and I'm home, and I got to carry out for Andrea, so I got to get inside. All right, have fun. Hopefully it'll stay dry for you out there at the park. W8FU, later.
Garfield right now, and I've only got the short UHF
antenna on here right now. Are we doing an antenna test?
All right, so yeah, that's exactly what it was. And yeah, you were on the short antenna on further east there. So, good morning, Dakota. Yeah, we're just yakking away. We're on our way to the Lark at Stony Creek. And just the usual ham radio jibber jabber. How you doing?
Morning, Greg. Morning, Dave. I'm doing all right. At our buddy's house, got a cup of tea. Good morning, Dakota. Yeah, cutting trees, that doesn't sound like fun, unless you got, like, cool power tools. I do have a chainsaw that I moved to this house that I so I'm excited to use it, but
I don't know where you're at, but that one was at the end of your rope. I heard you do have a chainsaw. That's always fun. And didn't get much out of it.
It's got to be the foliage, because Richmond I used to be able to use no issues. Same with, I mean, Romeo, but I'm on Romeo now. Weird.
Get on Romeo.
I wonder if the humidity in the air adds anything to it, because it's got to, like, transmit through the soup. I don't know what it is, but I was talking to Sean this morning, and it was the same thing. Nothing was very, very good. I mean, granted, I'm on the fringe. I'm as north as you can go before you completely drop out. But, just, yeah, weird time getting into Romeo and Richmond lately. So I'm going to chalk it up to the trees. I need to sweet-talk someone into putting a repeater in Emily City.
Well, you got the chainsaw, just cut down all the trees so your radio will work.
Are you closer to Lapeer or Emily City? Because I feel like you could get into Lapeer easily. I'm closer to Emily, but I can get into Lapeer without any issues. I keep saying you just need to put a big tower on your property, and I can help you get a, like, fake repeater, you know, using two, like, Motorola radios. If I'm on my base station, I don't have any problems at all with Richmond, Romeo, Lapeer, the Mecca, Detroit, all those are totally fine. It's just when I'm mobile, because there's so many valleys and hills where it's kind of in and out. Yeah, since you're doing that crossband stuff, have you tried crossbanding to your home? Yeah, the range is okay. It's doable, but I only get maybe another 2 miles off of it. So where I'm at right now, I'm at, where am I? I'm at Huff and 53, so I'm just south of a downtown Elmont. There's no way I'd be able to get into my repeater, or my crossband repeat. Yeah, that other day when I was talking to you on the way home from getting the puppy, I'm pretty sure it was somebody that set up a crossband somewhere. Because it was, like, doing dual courtesy tones and stuff. At ADBF. I wouldn't doubt it. I only do it when I'm home, because this morning when I sent you that video of that interference, it was actually crossbanding into FBI. So I'm glad I was sitting there, and I caught it. I'm like, what the hell is that? So I turned on my Kenwood, and I could hear it, too. And then I turned on my HackRF with the SDR console. I'm like, okay, I got to disconnect this before the repeaters get mad. So I got this guy that's riding my tail. There's a completely open lane to the left of me. Why are you trying to push me?
I was just going to say I got a tailgater inside of Stony Creek Park. That's hilarious.
And
what's the Ranger for?
Windows.
You guys doubled there. I heard Dakota say that's what brakes are for. Yeah. Once upon a time, I used to do that stuff, but not so much anymore. Anyway, he turned off into the golf course. I am almost at the site, so I'm going to sign off here, and I'll bring the Simplex P25 to the picnic table, KEABSI.
Have fun larking, Greg.
I'm about to get off at the 26-mile road exit here. Still on Warren, but I think I'm probably reaching end of that rope. But I'm doing 40 watts, so I don't know.
Which way are you heading?
I'll be going west towards Stony Creek from M53.
You should be okay. 26 is about the cutoff for the Warren repeater before you start getting real bad.
Yeah, I'm glad I did my yard work yesterday. It was kind of warm around this time yesterday, and then it cooled off. But it takes me almost 2 hours, like, if I total the time where I have to let the battery recharge and stuff like that, and 5 miles of walking. I was at Lowe's the other day, and like, huh, that little ride-on mower is $2,000.
NADDF, you got to look at it this way. The riding mower is a $2,000 investment to decrease the amount of time it takes you to cut your grass. You don't have to buy another battery for your push mower, and then you don't have to walk as much.
KSADA. Yeah, it doesn't, I don't mind the walk part, it's just the time, taking the time. So, but, you know, like even with any exercise, you got to take the time to exercise. So it's kind of like the way I look at it right now, it's a forced way for me to actually exercise or do some kind of moving, because, you know, during the week I'm always on the computer for work and stuff, so that's how I'm kind of like on the fence. I know if I get a ride-on mower, then it's going to make me more lazy as far as moving around, but I don't know, we'll see. I'm targeting next year for getting like a ride-on mower. I don't need a big one, just a small one, and we'll go from there, but it's not too bad. As long as I keep up on the cutting of the grass, I do it once a week, then it's not a big deal. But if I were to let it go for like 2 or 3 weeks, then it would be a real big chore.
Right, when you got to double cut it, and it takes twice as long, and the mower's not happy, and the battery's dying. I feel ya. When we bought this house, it was, quote, seeded and had grass, but really it was just a bunch of weeds on the entire property. So I had to cut them, and I brought my mower from the old house. That was a 42-inch zero turn, and it took me almost 3.5 hours to cut all of that. So I did that one time and sold it and bought a bigger one. So I'm all for the get it done as quick as possible thing. I get it.
Yeah, I could always go down the route to pay somebody to do it, but they're not consistent. This one, there's this one pair, you know, duo partner, you know, guy and his partner that do a couple of the neighbors' lots, and their lots are smaller than mine, but they're very inconsistent. They don't always come on time, and I'm always fighting with them because they're leaving, they're blowing the grass clippings onto my area, so I always wait until they do theirs, because then I can cut mine and then blow the stuff back onto their property.
I've heard the same thing from everybody that has a company cutting their grass, is they're not consistent, they don't do a good job, they show up whenever they feel like it. That's why, I mean, for one, it would be way too expensive for me to justify paying someone to cut my grass once a week, or maybe twice. And for two, I'd rather just do it myself, and there's no one to blame but me if I make a mess.
Yeah, and you know what you're gonna, you know what you want to cut, and you know how you like it cut and all that stuff. So a lot of these places they'll only do like 3 inches or something. I forgot what the thing is. They won't cut it all the way. I had when I was selling my old house, I had paid somebody to cut the lawn, and they didn't show up for like, I was getting the runaround. They didn't show up for like two or three weeks. They kept them. It was one of those ones where they randomly pick somebody to cut your lawn, and you know, they just put the bids up, and then somebody accepts it or doesn't accept it. But I've had them where they accept it and then they don't show up, and then I've had to yell at the company, and that's what ended up me buying a new lawnmower. I didn't want to buy a new lawnmower because I was selling my house and I wasn't gonna have to cut grass for. You know, I only had like 2 or 3 weeks of cutting grass left, and it ended up working out better that way because I could cut the grass the way I liked it, and I could stage it and take pictures for the realtor. So, and that's why I think sold the house pretty quick.
I did the same thing. I took my own pictures. I prepped the yard, cut the grass, got it all looking pretty, and then posted the pictures on the internet. I cannot believe that was a year ago already. But yeah, that's unfortunate. That's kind of just the way of life now, though. If you want things done or you want things done right, you got to do them yourself because nobody is reliable. Take my yard, for example. I can't get people to come over and work for money that I am paying them. So incredibly frustrating. But I am pulling in to my buddies here, so I'm going to clear out. And I imagine you're getting pretty close to Stony as well, so have fun larking. And maybe I will catch you on my way out of here. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I'll be clear up to yours, NADBF.
Yep, just turning into the park, and you're really, really clear now. I don't know if it's because you stopped and parked or or what, but you're in the system full quieting. All right, I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
WDAKLL.
KDB.
Howdy, Jack. KEVSI, how you doing?
Very good. You're sounding good. Is this Greg?
Yes, sir. This is Greg coming to you live from Stony Creek. Just left the lark in the park, making my way home.
I don't know, was it Lark in the park? Who went out there?
Chuck was there, Jerry, a couple other guys, KFAS Dave came. That's about it. Kind of a small group today.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I would have came in, see what's happening. Well, you guys just left, huh?
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, NJ, Portable.
Yeah, I just rolled out. I'm heading home. Portable station, I didn't catch your call sign. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Victor Echo 3, Charlie, NJ. The name here is Brad, and I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario. Go ahead, the other breaking station.
First time I heard, Northern Ontario. This is KFA-DRC in Rochester, Michigan.
Yeah. Are you both on the 440 machine? Because I'm on the 442.175 machine.
I'm on the 442.6.
Oh, okay. Very good. D3CCI.
Yeah, you're on the right one for where you're at. You sound real good. KE8BSI.
Yep. What's your names and location? Go ahead to the other station.
The name is Jack, J-A-C-K, and this is K-F-8-D-R-C, K-F-8-D-R-C, roger.
Roger, John, nice to meet your acquaintance there. This is V-3-C-C-I, and my name is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta.
All right, well, you got Greg here, and my call is KE8VSI, Kilo Echo 8, Victor, Sierra, India. Currently, I think, in Shelby Township in a mobile, which is about 25 miles north of Detroit.
Okay, Greg, very good. I'm going up on vacation. Up in Muskoka, Ontario, near Parry Sound. It's a nice area down there, so I'm leaving tomorrow and coming back on Saturday. V3CCI.
All right, well, very good. I got to negotiate some traffic here. Enjoy your trip, and good hearing from you. KE8VSI.
So, Greg, are you almost home?
Seconds. Jack, I just left the park at 25 Mile and Shelby Road. I got about 6 miles to go.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you were going to go be in the park, but it's too early to come back. You know, last Saturday was the park too, but I couldn't go because I had to go over my sister's house. That's why I didn't make it.
Yeah, I made that one too, and yeah, somebody mentioned that you had to go to your sister's, so yeah, sorry we missed you. Today's was kind of last minute for me, but we were talking about it, actually right here, earlier, probably about 11 o'clock this morning, when we were kind of figuring out who was going to go and not, but anyway, we'll catch you on the next one.
Okay, make a lot of contact this morning?
I did not pull any radio. Chuck had 10 contacts already done when I got there at about 11:30, and he's got a few more as the day went on. He's still there now. And then KF8S Dave, he got his gear out for a minute. He made a couple, two, three contacts, so it wasn't too bad. Nobody was really working real hard at it, but it was, you know, fun to get together and visit.
That's good anyhow. Yeah, because I was on this. I was on 10, nobody on 10, and nobody on, was a few people on 20 meter. And I can't talk on 20 meter right now till I get, you know, my update license. So that's why.
Yeah, 10's been kind of dull lately. It's all the atmospheric conditions and whatnot has not been favorable for 10. But it will come back around. I don't know when, but you'll see it light up. It'll be crazy. There'll be all kind of activity. And right now, 20 meters during the day is about the only place that they've been going on. It was pretty good. A lot of people doing the POTA activations for their parks, and that's both, mostly who Dave and Chuck got in contact with was people at parks. So, but yeah, not too bad.
That's good to hear that, because I don't know, it looked like atmosphere was not the greatest, you know, so far. Yesterday it was bad. It was very bad yesterday.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yesterday was not good at all, and today is definitely better than yesterday, so at least on 20 meter. So, but it varies day to day and week to week and month to month. So daylight and dark time, it's all different. Summer, winter, it's amazing to me how much it changes. And it's not completely unpredictable. There's lots of tools you can use to figure stuff out. But in any case, at any given time, if you want to play radio, what's active right now is what's important. So. And 10 meters just unfortunately hasn't been real active lately.
You gotta take it when it comes in. That's the only way, Greg. All right, Greg, good talking to you. Take care. I'll listen out on 30 final. KF8 DRC.
Yep, you're exactly right. The last time, there was a few months where 10 meters was just really, really good. And I definitely took advantage of it. And you're right. Take what you get when you get it. And then, yeah, keep trying for your general. That'll give you a lot more opportunities. And, well, you know that. So keep going at that. I did the same. I got my technician first. Then I got my general on. I just got to get off my butt for the extra. One of these days, I know I keep saying that, but. All right, you take care. I'm getting closer to home. Got a little ways to go yet, but I'm going to go get some food in my belly and watch some TV. KG8 BFI.
WD8 KLO. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Greg. Good morning.
Bunch of Gregs out here today, huh?
Go ahead, Greg. The front, Greg.
Greg. WD-40.
Yeah, go ahead. I know who you're talking to. Talking to the best friend out there.
Well, I got 16 today, Jack. It was not as good, but last night I got two Russian stations, Lithuania and England, all within half an hour.
I might as well move to Flint, getting all these stations out there. And hardly any here. Not hardly, but there's a few of them here, not too many.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed after using that ham stick. Now with the wire, it's like night and day. really.
I bet that, yeah, that's for sure. Well, Greg, I gotta go get some grocery shopping, so I will talk to you a little bit later. Take care, and we'll talk again anyhow soon. KFADRC.
Okay, my friend. Be safe out there. We'll talk later. WDAKLL, clear.
Gansville, connection failed. Gansville, connection failed.
SWR. Give it up, SWR. Give it up, SWR.
Just got the other, thank you. This is Fuel Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, and that's control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequency to 5246, decimal 5 and 7332 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via the HF and UHF link receivers, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning ARCSCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NPS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the 3NET group, I have the following stations listed. It's KAJBD, NAOBU, and KBASWR. Those stations need not check when identifying stations to the next call back.
This is Kilo Echo
8,
Delta Oscar November, Romeo Hotel Bravo.
Are there any relays?
Relay.
Go ahead.
I have KEARHB. I think you doubled with him. He was coming in loud and clear as KJBD.
Okay, he's coming in loud and clear. He's going right over my head or something. And I did not hear him at all. Any other stations, please call.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, I have your light readable. Please call.
Any relays?
Will do, will do. This is KAJVD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSB net. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSB net? Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSB net? Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie. Whiskey 8.
The VHF. Yeah. Go and join the night.
This weekend, just got back, so kind of checked out Davison and a couple other towns that were real close there. Fenton was another one, so, but other than that, not too much going on. Got the Kelvin County Fair. Dispatch for Ford. So looking forward to that. That's all I got. Give a thanks to you. This is JB at RHB.
KADON, KJBD. 88RHB has finished his comments.
You just called KB9IAR?
You're up, Don.
You were Bravo 9 in the
air. Okay, thank you, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, not a lot going on here. Nothing new with chatter. Did go up in Perry County today and help that group with their triangle pole. Always a good group to work with there. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KEADON, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, thank you for checking in there. Appreciate it. KB9IAR. KEADON. Keep checking ARPSC now. We will go next to KEADON, and followed by WHCBC. Mr. Ron, how are things in Saginaw?
KC8YVF, CCRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on, at least the last few weeks here. No skywarn events, anything like that. We just finally got in our area some rain at my QTH. Southern part of the county's had some good showers on it, but nothing real spectacular. We did have a severe thunderstorm warning, but it didn't amount to much. And unfortunately, I really don't have anybody in the southern part of the county as far as spotters, so we just kind of monitored what was going on, if any reports that came in, and we seem to fare pretty well on that one. We do have our next public service event is coming up next month in August for the National Night Out. We'll be participating again. The Aries Races Group will be part of that again with the Saginaw Township Police Department that puts that event on. Usually there's well over 1,000 people that attend the event. It's very well attended. And looking forward to that. It gives us a chance to showcase amateur radio to the county and to...
Michigan Section ARPRT Net. Well, thank you for checking in and for the comment there. You got cut off a little bit there. That's a nice one of our...
Get that. Coming to check in. I'm not sure if I'm even deep or
Whiskey 8, this is Papa, and that will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Now, Mr. King, how are you doing?
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, you are up for comments. This is KJBD.
Whiskey
K-E-A-U-N. Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, KJDU, Whiskey Net Control. You are up for comment.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, you're up for comment.
Nothing heard. He may have had to step away or with those contacts there. But at any rate, that brings us to the bottom of the roster, and we'll take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to take check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Tornet. If so, please come out.
Relay.
KERAC has a comment. If you can hold, can you do in a relay from KD8RHB?
This is KD8RHB. There was a Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Fox Fox trying to check in.
Is that a Kilo 8 a Romeo Foxtrot?
Kilo Echo 8.
Okay, copy. Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Foxtrot trying to check in. KADON, did you copy by intercept?
Roger that, standby.
Thank you for that reply. I think this is Romeo
Foxtrot.
Romeo Foxtrot. I think you just called my call sign, but there was a Romeo missing.
Final check-in.
Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. Go ahead with your comments.
Short term, KBOOE. Name is Mike, in and out. I'm on the highway.
KF8ATE, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango Echo. Name's Carrie, in and out. Working.
KFATTA, KEADON, you're up for comment. I'm not hearing them. We're going to go ahead and close this section of the Michigan section Amateur Radio Public Service phone. We had 11 check-ins and a runtime of, I'll call it 19 minutes. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November. Thank you everybody for checking in this afternoon. Also thank the Michigan Emergency Network for providing the road service. We will go ahead and close this section of the MIARPSCNet and return this frequency to normal amateur use. If you have to wait, you'll have to ask the November, too.
It might have been
Mike. He
had the battery hung up on it. Max, I think it was KF8ETA. Said he was working. If you are copying, go ahead and check it again. Check in again if you want.
DVD-QRT.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. This is KD8RHB. Over. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo
Foxtrot. This is KDHB. Over.
Nothing heard. Out.
KDHBWR.
Delta 8, Romeo Hotel, Bravo, Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November, from Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel, Bravo.
Yeah, so KD8RHC, KD8COM, it's a readable way, the signal is like.
Yeah, same for you. So, anyways, thanks for taking in that. I didn't make it home in time. I would have took it for you today, but I didn't make it home. So, I'll maybe next week will work out better for me. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Mike. For some reason, I think my handheld's messing up. Holding the repeater open. KBSWR.
Error 202.
My God, aren't you the intelligent one? WRFX 966.
Yes, ma'am.